everyone. This is another Audio Mo for June the 12th, 2022. All right, so I'm pushing the 22 more and more each time as we go, and I'll end up sounding like Mrs. Doubtfire. If any of you remember her, him, them, they. It's all correct. So Greg Dixon on Twitter says that he likes our conversation. So Claire and I are here to kind
of... Because I won't be here
from
tomorrow. So
well, no, I won't be.
I could do my audios in my own right.
You could do audios. Audio ooze in your own right, yeah.
Whiffling and waffling about your name.
We like you whiffling and waffling. Let me just turn this music away for a second. Not away, but down. There we go. And we're going to have a conversation with you. So... incidentally, I've called that music, so I don't know what it's called. I've just called it Makes Me Think of Somewhere Nice. So, yeah, be that as it may. It was on some music CDs that someone gave
me. Makes Me Think of Somewhere Nice?
Yeah, someone donated a load of CDs to us from... someone who used to work for the BBC. Oh. And they donated loads of CDs to where I work, and I just went through them all and picked off the best...
Is this copyright free stuff?
Like, I would have thought so, but... Audio Boom cover it, apparently. That's what they said last time I spoke to
them. I hope so. Do the amount of covers I've put up there. But
we do digress.
In the past, I... So,
but it, well, no, it's connected. It's in the realms of things we didn't know. And that's one of those segues. So we're talking about things that we didn't know, and I've got a few that I can think of straight off the top of my head, things I didn't know, and things that have happened to me recently that I didn't know were the case. So, but do you want time to think about things you didn't know?
No, just carry on, yeah.
Or should I put ladies first?
No, you can't.
That was the idea. Go on.
No, you go on.
Will you think of one?
Yeah, because I'm going to ask my question. I don't know whether.
Okay. That's good. Okay, this is good. So things we didn't know, right? I didn't know. Can't go through quite quickly. I've been buying some polo shirts and clothes recently. And when you're vision impaired, and it isn't just a VI thing necessarily, but I'm going to go with this for now. When you're vision impaired, there are things you don't know. So reading labels on clothes. So I didn't know that in order to keep my polo shirts in good shape, when you wash them, you stretch them a bit. And I've tried this. And so obviously if you see me around in the real world wearing shirts that look bent out of shape, then you'll know I've done it too much. But I've been stretching my shirts. I didn't know that. Yeah. Did you know? You looked crazy. So I've found that out, that if you stretch them a bit when they're just come out of the machine, and then you hang them up to dry or whatever, that keeps their shape. And that's worked. And there was something very satisfying. It's almost like the clothes go, yeah, that's really good. And they kind of like it. I didn't know that. I also didn't know that... What was the other thing I didn't know?
Mm-hmm.
There was something else. Oh, clapping. Until fairly recently, I didn't know how you clap. So, like, I used to literally be the loudest clapper in Christendom, or choose your other religious kingdom of choice in terms of reference. But and I used to, like, put my hands out, almost like swinging them out to the sides.
That.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, swinging them out. And I didn't know that there was a more discreet... Yes, yeah, so I used to go like that. And that's part of the dog. Sorry, dog. Whereas now I just go and put my one hand sort of over the other and do it on my fingers, like... And that's still quite effective. Anyway, stop it, dogs, because you're getting in the way. I didn't know that was a thing. And someone said, oh, my God, you didn't have, like... I was like the clap machine, you know, as it were.
Well, I don't know. Really, you've got the clap.
No, I had the...
had the clap,
And then I said to someone, how do you do that then? Because I saw this guy wasn't doing it the same as me. I was like, oh, don't you do like that? And my God, what have you been doing? So loud that I'd get pins and needles in my hands. Anyway, what about you?
You're off your rocker.
You didn't know enough.
Things I don't know and I want to know. And I don't know whether somebody has the answer, but I was just literally talking about this going through the door just now. I have a device in my chest called an ICD.
Did you open the door before you went through it?
I did.
Oh, cool.
I didn't know it was shut.
It wasn't. It wasn't, everyone.
Yeah, no,
I'm not a wife beater.
Not for long.
Wouldn't.
I have a device in my chest called an ICD, and it's basically a pacemaker / defibrillator. And what it means is that if my heart rate goes too low, then it gives me a little electric shock. It's barely noticeable, but it's like a little stimulation to make my heart
be a bit faster.
And if my heart goes too fast, then it's a defibrillator and it shocks the heart back into rhythm. And more mercifully, the defibrillator has never gone off on my ICD, so we'll hopefully keep it that way. But what I was wondering is, in terms of, like, I've always joked that I could turn my, if only I could turn my defib into a taser, then that would be quite cool, you know, in the event of people doing my head in, getting on in my way in the street and things like that. Not really. I'm not really that violent, but, you know.
Yeah.
And then it led me to thinking, if somebody, say, for example, were to attack me and grab me, and that stress of that happening caused my heart rate to go up above the level at which the defib goes off, and the defib shocked me, would it shock that person as well? Because it is quite a powerful shock, I'm told. I've never had it done, but people I know that have had it happen to them, the defibrillator like actually causes you to kind of jolt and potentially fall backwards. So if somebody was holding on to you, would it shock them as well, and would it be enough for them to let it go? Technically, it would turn my defib into a taser.
Yeah, well, it would if that was the case, but we don't know the answer.
No, we don't. So and I don't know if anyone does. Tell me. Yeah.
There's a whole world of audio.
I'm
going to
go and do some. He's going to do some research, and I might come back and we can test it. You can make my heart. You can attack me on.
No, audio. No, I don't think so. No.
Turn my defib into a taser.
I think it might be time to put the music on and get out of here.
Yeah.
No, I won't be doing that audio, Moas. while we next do our audio, I can reassure you of that. But it's a great question from Claire and some observations from me. Can you think of any more things that you didn't know? Because I had loads and now I can't think of them. They were to do with clothes.
When I was little, my dad used to know everything. And and I always said the only things he didn't know or couldn't answer were how do you make chewing gum?
Yeah.
And how do you make magnets? Because do you remember you used to be able to buy those like round magnets?
Yeah.
Or used to get them, round magnets. And how did they make those?
And what was his answer as a final, as we leave? What was his thing when you didn't know? What did you say?
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. So, leaving Claire's dad in terms of a thought as we leave, because he should always have the last word, really.
Yeah, he does.
Yes, we like him. Claire's dad is amazing. We will speak to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.
No, you won't. I won't speak to him tomorrow.
We could do some Zoomy thing. We'll work it out. Right. Let us know if you want to hear more from Claire.
That's cool. I could do a thing in my own right. I do have an Anchor account, but I'm sure people don't want to hear from me.
Yeah, we do.
I'm fairly soon.
Twitter poll.
Okay.
Speak to you in a bit.
I'm fairly certain people don't want to hear from me.
Bye-bye.